There were two points I wanted to raise, and the first is by way of response to the question just asked by His Excellency. Regrettably, the committee doesn't have a solution to share with you. We don't have a tool to enforce respect by a member state of the United Nations of international law. We don't have such an instrument in our toolkit. We might not have a response. Perhaps another body does have a response as how to force Russia to abide by international law in the occupied territories. I'd be interested if they did, but there's no way that we can act at this stage. Our hands are all the more tied because the state party in question, the Russian Federation, is not a party to our convention. Were they a party, we might have some tools we could use to bring pressure to bear, but they're not. What I think does need to be said is that Ukraine, as a territorially competent state, a state exercising jurisdiction, a state which has the sovereign rights over its territory as well, including the occupied territories, can fulfill a certain number of international obligations pertaining to those persons found in its sovereign territory, even where that territory is occupied. And that's one of the points that I was making at the outset, that that's something that you already do or strive to do, because you do open investigations and inquiries into crimes that are reported to you and which have been committed in the occupied territories. And it's very important that that's a course of action that you're following. It's also important that from the outset, when a case is reported or a case of a disappearing person is reported, you begin the first steps of an investigation, including where that enforced disappearance is reported in the occupied territories. You might, for example, be able to have access to data, identification data, whereabouts data, DNA data, which will mean that once the territory has been reconquered, you can hit the ground running with regard to that investigation, so that you have all that you can do sorted out in advance, so that no further time is lost when the reconquest takes place, all that you need to do under the convention, that is. I'll wrap things up with a point of clarification with regard to the composition of the delegation, because I asked earlier whether there was a representative for the commissioner for the Unified Register of Persons Missing in Special Circumstances, or the Office for Persons Missing in Special Circumstances, whether there's a representative of that body here in the delegation, because the name of somebody from that office, I think the commissioner himself, was included in the list of delegation that was sent to us on the 10th of September. But I didn't hear anything said about the officer's competences, or at least only fleetingly. So is the commissioner or anybody from the commissioner's office in the delegation meeting with us this afternoon or tomorrow? If that's not the case, can we have an updated delegation list so that we can better understand the makeup of the delegation, or better understand how to direct our question to the members of the delegation in a better understanding of who's here and how they'll be better placed to respond to our question? So if you could answer that question and clarify the membership of the delegation, I'd be very grateful. Thank you. Your Excellency, would you like to respond now? Please go ahead.
Yes, actually, the Commissioner for Persons Missing in Special Circumstances, Mr.